You're listening to episode 12 of the Dogs Are People 2 podcast, presented by Dingle Days. I'm your host, Jariah Dingle, and I believe that anything can be learned. If you believe that's true as well, then keep listening because this is the number one show to dive into serial learning and bring you the best tips, strategies, and technologies for pet parents. Today on the show, I'm being joined by Diana Santos. Diana is the president and co-founder of CyberScent Work Incorporated. She has been training dogs since 2011 and specializes in reactive, sensitive, and aggressive dogs. She is a lover of scent work and presides over multiple online dog training programs and organizations to include Online Dog Training University, Dog Sport University, Scent Work University, and Pet Dog U. All designed to help you achieve your dog training goals. And today we're talking about how to get started in cyber scent work with any dog. Enjoy the show. Diana, welcome to the show. While we were not able to record this podcast live, I would like to share just how pleased I am to have you join our audience, a community so dedicated to stimulating dogs both mentally and physically. To start off the interview, I asked her to tell us a little bit about her background and what gave her the idea to start cyber scent work in the first place. Here's what she had to say.
Hi guys, my name is Diana Santos. I am the president and co-founder of Cyber Scent Work. We're delighted that Jariah asked us to be a part of her podcast. One of the first questions that Jariah asked was to give a little bit of background on myself and also how Cyber Scent Work came to be. So again, my name is Diana Santos. I'm a professional dog trainer since 2011. I am the president and co-founder for Cyber Scent Work, but I'm also the president of Online Dog Training University. And that has three different divisions, Scent Work University, Dog Sport University, and Pet Dog U. These are all online dog training platforms that are designed to help people achieve their dog training goals. So we do that through online courses, seminars, webinars, and ebooks, as well as regularly updated blogs, podcasts. We provide as much as we possibly can. And we're very fortunate to have a client base worldwide. For myself in particular, I've been training dogs professionally since 2011. I've taught a variety of different group dog training classes on both coasts of the United States. I specialize in helping reactive, sensitive, and aggressive dogs. But I also really found a love with scent work. I did so with my own dog, who was dog aggressive at the time. I was looking for an activity that would be helpful for him. From there, I then just caught the bug. I became a certified nose work instructor through NACSW. I then started competing with another one of my dogs. From there, I had the unique privilege of becoming a staff member for a brand new scent work organization at the time, United States Canine Scent Sports, and that was an opportunity I did not take for granted at all. It was a fantastic learning opportunity. I then became a scent work trial official, so both a judge as well as a hide setter for United States Canine Scent Sports, and I'm also an approved AKC judge. In addition to that, not only was I competing at trials and officiating trials, I was also working at trials, and I worked inside of the score room. So all that means is that over a period of time, I have held many hats in the realm of scent work, both as a dog owner, a competitor, an instructor, a trainer, a trial official, a trial organization staff member, as well as a trial staff member as far as a scoring person. So I've been able to see everything from different perspectives as far as scent work was concerned. In 2016, I suffered a serious neck and back injury, which forced me to retire from providing in-person dog training services. But I wasn't ready to give up on my passion. And that's how I then leapt into trying to provide dog training services online, developed these various platforms, and Scent Work University just really hit it big. We just celebrated our 4-year anniversary of Scent Work University being live, and I'm very, very fortunate with how successful that has been and the number of other instructors who have signed on to join the program and to provide their own online training services. But because I was now in this virtual space where I had this international client base, it really started cementing some of the problems that I had noticed in the community over the years, as far as different issues and problems that people were having, or places that there were just gaps as far as how we could best help dogs and handlers enjoy scent work. So as an example, let's say that you had a dog who was either very sensitive or on the other part of the extreme, fairly aggressive. Those dogs in particular are probably not going to do so well at an in-person scent work trial. For some of these organizations like AKC Scent Work, I've gone to trials where there have been over 100 dog and handler teams there. That's a lot. And for a sensitive or an aggressive dog, they may not do well in that type of environment. So we need to figure out, well, what do we do for those dogs? Like, we shouldn't be promoting them to go into a space where they're going to potentially make a really dangerous mistake, or they're just not going to do well, right? But they should still be able to celebrate the fact that they like scent work, that they're potentially really good at scent work. It's just going to trial is not really helping them. So that was one thing that was bothering me for a while. Then you had the handlers. So maybe the dogs are totally fine. Maybe the handlers aren't interested in competing for any slew of reasons. It could be that they're just not interested. It could be that maybe it's just too expensive. You know, if you're trying to travel to a trial, it could be multiple days. You know, talking potentially taking off of work, having to get a hotel room, pay for gas, pay for food. If you have kids or other dogs, you're paying for babysitters and dog sitters. It can get really expensive really quickly. So it may not even be an option for some people. But along those same line, you may have someone who lives somewhere where there aren't any trialing opportunities around. Particularly, again, because I was now working in this virtual space, which is international, I have some clients that are living in countries or areas where there is no scent work. Like, they are the ones doing scent work, but there's no one around them. There's no infrastructure, there's no organizations, there's nothing. It's in its infancy. It's really just starting. So they have no options whatsoever because there's nothing there yet. So those people really felt left out. They felt as though they weren't able to enjoy everything because there wasn't anything there yet. So we have dogs who probably shouldn't be trialing anyway in person. You have people who don't want to trial or cannot trial. And then on top of that, you had the issue where there were people who were taking their training, obviously going to trial, and the whole purpose of trial is to test your training. And then they would get maybe, and it's not guaranteed at all, but they may get a note or two from a judge on their score sheet. And those are not meant to be very exhaustive, otherwise the trials would last forever. So it might be something really, really short. You know, you crowded your dog, or great teamwork, whatever the case may be, right? But the issue that we were noticing from an instructor perspective, and also for trial officials, is that people were going to trials, potentially getting these notes, and then blowing up all of their training, trying to reverse engineer something that the note said, which may not really be conducive to helping them or their dogs. So there was a clear disconnect where there were people who definitely needed some help, right? Cementing or perfecting or fine-tuning their training to do better at trial. But they were trying to get those answers to those questions at trial. And it's not really what trialing is for. Trialing is just a test where you are, but it's not going to really provide you with all the answers to your questions. So you had all these issues that have been going on for a while, and they were really bothering me. And I wanted to figure out, how can we help? How can we address all these different things? And that's how CyberSetWork came to be. So I drafted up a really rough version of the program, what I thought it could potentially do. And I sent it over to my mentor, colleague, and friend, Sean McMurray of Tails UN Canine Center in Manchester, Connecticut. And I asked him, hey, Sean, take a look at this. What do you think? And he said, I think this is a really great idea. And we went from there. So you're like, okay, but what does that mean? Well, it means that CyberSetWork is operating in this very strange gray space between training and trialing, where we are designing requirements in our rules dependent on level, element, and odor track that teams then have to tackle. They videotape those searches, they submit it to us. Our review officials then look over that video and then look over the rules to figure out what the requirements were for that particular entry. They score them based upon 20 different test items that are split up between the dog, the handler, and the search area. They then determine what the score is, whether or not they qualify in that run or not. So you're potentially earning titles and ribbons. Yay! But here's the great part, is that you're also receiving detailed training, feedback, and exercises and advice from your review official on how you and your dog can improve based upon what they saw in the video itself. This is quite literally bridging training with trialing, and we're super excited about it.
It's so amazing to hear all that CyberSetWork has to offer. Let's see what she has to say about the best way to get started training or to prepare for CyberSetWork competitions.
This is a great question. The one thing I really just want to make clear right from the jump is that CyberSetWork isn't necessarily a formally sanctioned trialing or competition organization. So again, we are living in this kind of gray space between training and trialing. So we're not the same as like an NACSW or an AKC network or something like that. We're a little bit different. But that being said, the first thing I would recommend everyone to do is take a look at our rules. So just really quickly, we have 6 different levels: beginner, novice, intermediate, advanced, master, and expert. We have 4 different search elements, or those would be the areas that you'd be searching with your dog: interior, exterior, vehicle, and container. And we also have 3 different odor tracks, or these are the things that your dog is searching for within one of those search areas. So the food odor track, the paired odor track, and the odor track. So what you want to do when you're reviewing the rules is try to take a look at what the requirements are that we have set per level, search element, and track, and figure out where that lines up with where you and your dog are right now. Now, if you're absolutely brand new, first of all, welcome. We love it when more people are getting started in scent work. It makes us very happy. The thing I would recommend is that you connect with a trainer either in person or virtually to really help build your foundation understanding of what scent work is and ensuring that your dog, in my opinion, is independent, tenacious, and problem solving, that those skills are solid. In my opinion, if you have that, then you're really great as far as scent work is concerned. There's lots of different schools of thought though, right? So you're like, well, where do I get started? You want to figure out what your goals are, what your interest level is, and then just take a look at the variety of different schools of thought that are available for us at work. For myself personally, I follow the NACSW Canine Nose Work Training Method as far as training set work is concerned, but there's lots of different options out there. And you're actually really fortunate that you're coming into set work now because it's like a renaissance. There's lots of different resources available, both in person, a hybrid where you may have some in-person training and some virtual training, or 100% virtual. So again, through my sister company, Scentwork University, we do offer a complete and total training program that you can follow, but there's lots of other even totally virtual programs you can look into. So if you're brand new, I definitely urge you to go that route. Work with a trainer either in person or virtually so that you and your dog can really cement the skills that you guys need. But let's say that you're a little bit more advanced. You've been doing scentwork for a while. You may already be competing. You're like, oh, opportunity to earn more titles, yay. Or you're just looking to improve as a team, right? What should I be doing as far as training is concerned? Basically, it's the same kind of answer as far as look over those rules, see what our requirements are, and understand that we have designed this program to be challenging on purpose. We're trying to better prepare you and your dog for what you may actually experience at a formal sanctioned trial. And we are of the opinion that you train harder than what you may actually see at trial. So we've designed this to be challenging on purpose. So as an example, some of the people who are already going through our program are highly level teams, elite level teams, and so on. They are qualifying with their searches, absolutely, but they're not guaranteed to get a perfect score at all. So they may not be getting the scores that they were expecting, but what they're getting instead is all this feedback of, you're doing really well, but you can improve here, here, here. So definitely something to keep in mind. So just to really stress this point, one of the questions we've received is, do I have to follow a certain school of thought in order to participate in Cyber Scent Work? And the answer is no. We welcome all schools of thought, as long as your dog understands what it is that they're hunting for, whether it be food, paired odor, or odor, and that you're able to follow those requirements, totally fine by us.
Because we're talking about all things dog training today, I just wanted to take a second and tell you about Dingle Days. If you listen to a few podcast episodes and you enjoy any of our social media content, then you'll love our YouTube channel. With the help of my German Shepherd dog, Disney, I walk you through the basics of canine scent work, pet photography, and the best pet technology to complement your productive lifestyle. So head over to YouTube, leave us a comment, and subscribe to our channel today.
So improving your dog's problem-solving ability and setting goals for yourself as a dog handler team will help shape your scent work journey. Gauge your interest level and work with a trainer either in person or remotely to achieve your goals and improve in your craft. All really great points. So knowing this, Diana, who is the target audience for Cyber Scent Work?
Anyone who has a dog. That may sound ridiculous, but that really do mean that. I want every single dog possible to be participating in scent work. And I'm hoping that Cyber Scent Work is going to be able to facilitate that. But there definitely are some groups that Cyber Scent Work is definitely focusing in on. One of those are people, again, who are interested in starting to trial formally with a sanctioned organization, or maybe trialing already. Again, the ability to get this feedback from a trial-like search is really valuable. So as an example, let's say that you were competing with UKC Nosework, you know, just as an example, and you didn't qualify in that particular search. You could then see, could I design a similar search that still follows the guidelines that are laid out in Cyber Scent Work, but that addresses some of the things that I may have been tripped up on at the formal trial? This is where the real value of Cyber Scent Work comes into play. Because even if you don't qualify for a video entry that you submit to us, we still give you that training feedback. So you can actually figure out, oh, I had no idea that I was doing X. And now they gave me training exercises on how I can better improve, and I can help my dog and myself do better next time. That's the whole point. So if you are interested in competing, or if you're competing right now, definitely check out Cyber Scent Work. It'll be worth your while. The other group of people who may be interested in participating in Cyber Scent Work, again, are those owners of dogs that may not be appropriate for trialing in person, but they still are doing really well in scent work. They should be able to play, and they should be able to showcase their everything they've achieved and their skills, and Cyber Scent Work allows them to do that safely. You get to choose where it is that you're going to search, and you get to determine how you can do this in a way that your dog is actually going to be successful and not potentially make a mistake or shut down. You then have the people who may not be interested in formally competing, again, for all the reasons that I stated before, where they just may not want to trial. It may be too expensive, or there may not be anything in their area. Cyber Scent Work can really help them, again, continue to promote playing the game with their dogs, reward them for everything they've achieved so far, and continue to improve with their dogs as far as Scent Work is concerned. So that's a really big bucket. And we're very happy to have all those people helped through Cyber Scent Work. The other group of individuals that are really finding Cyber Scent Work to be exciting are fellow instructors. So our colleagues are realizing the value of Cyber Scent Work, and they're already jumping on the opportunity to weave it into their programs. So as an example, you can have what's called CSW test prep classes. And these are classes where the instructor will design a search that follows the rules that are laid out for Cyber Scent Work. And then their clients will run those searches. The instructor videos them. The client will submit the entries to us to review. We provide our training feedback and the scoring on those runs. Here's the best part, is that we are providing this training advice to their client. Their client then shares it with the instructor. This allows the instructor to determine whether or not they need to add something to their program that may have been missing. Say, for example, you had a class of 7 clients that are all participating in your CSW test prep classes, right? You design the searches for them. They provide their entries to us. Our review officials review those entries, review the videos, score them, and then provide training feedback on them. You may then, as the instructor, when your client share these back with you again, you may notice there are basically patterns of things that people need to work on or need to improve upon. That's a wonderful piece of information for you to have, because you may say, hey, they're doing great doing this, but we need a little bit of work doing that. I can now weave in those strengths into our exercises, and I can now offer a new class or a workshop or a seminar or something that's going to help them really cement on that skill that they're a little bit weak on. This is going to help elevate people's programs and ensure that their clients are getting the skills that they need. It provides this direct link between instructor, client, and us, and then it's like a little loop, and we can all help one another, which is wonderful. So we're very, very excited about that.
I really just love the fact that you really want to get all dogs sniffing, and your organization provides such great opportunity for dog owners to do so. Can you tell us a little bit about your work with shelter dogs as a subset of your target audience?
So we have a very specific shelter program through Cyber Scent Work where we provide a 50% discount for any participating shelters, and that's a discount that's applied to all of our fees. So when they want to register a dog or when they want to submit an entry. Now, the way that this would work is that a shelter would ask to be approved by us. We would then do so, and they would choose which dogs they wanted to register with Cyber Scent Work. And this could be very beneficial either for the lifelong residents of the shelter, but also for those dogs who may be up for adoption but just need another look or two by potential adopters. So just think about this for a second. You have dogs who potentially are going to be staying the entire lives at the shelter, or they are up for adoption. And now, because they are participating in Cyber Scent Work, they're able to play scent work with volunteers or staff members at the shelter, which is extraordinarily beneficial for the dogs. It's a wonderful enrichment activity. It allows the dog to think and to problem solve. It also allows them to be a dog, particularly for those dogs who are lifelong residents of the shelter, where they're not going to be able to be adopted for any slew of reasons. Their lives may be extraordinarily limited as far as scope. They may live very managed lives, where in order to keep them safe and healthy, there's just a lot of things that are controlling factors as far as how it is they can go about their day. But for those moments that they're doing scent work, they get to be a dog. And that is so incredibly powerful, and it can help improve the quality of life for the dog. But now, think about this from the dogs who are actually available for adoption. Those dogs can then participate in CyberScentWork. Every time that an entry is submitted, we are providing, again, the ability for our review officials to review the video, to score the video, so that this dog can still earn titles and ribbons as a shelter dog. But they're also providing training feedback. Many of our review officials have experience working with shelter dogs, so they may even be able to provide training, exercises, and advice that would help just improve the overall quality of life for this dog, because nothing happens in a vacuum. If we provide, as an example, something for Scentwork specific that would be a confidence builder for the dog, if the exercise is done and it's done well and the dog tackles it successfully and they start building their confidence, that's not just going to apply in Scentwork. The dog is going to be more confident across the board. So this is really, 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 really awesome. I'm very excited about it. So from the perspective, particularly for those dogs that are up for adoption, they are able, again, to earn titles and ribbons, which you can then display as a shelter to potential adopters. Hey, look what this dog has achieved. Aren't they awesome? Don't you want to take another look at them? They're really super smart and talented. But in addition to that, anything that they achieve in the shelter will carry over to their new home. So then we're also promoting this new home to continue the Scentwork journey with the dog that obviously has provided so much quality of life to them when they were in the shelter. So those are basically who our target audience are, which again is everyone with a dog.
That's really awesome that you are providing that added benefit to the shelter dog community in order to help make them more marketable to families and give them a foundation for future growth or even competition. With that, what are some of the success stories that you have seen thus far?
So a really important disclaimer is that we're really new. We just launched in June of 2021, so we've only been operating for a few months. But in that very short period of time, we have a lot of success stories already. We have over 130 dogs registered, which is amazing. And we have multiple teams who've already earned element titles, several teams who've earned their level titles. And for myself personally, as a reviewer, I have seen such amazing progression as far as the dog's enthusiasm to hunt, them being able to tackle certain types of odor puzzles, and also the handling skills. So just as an example, one of the things that is very, very common for people across the board, across the country, something I've seen for years, is long line handling skills. It's hard. It's hard for myself. I'm the most uncoordinated person ever. How I haven't just fallen down in the middle of this video, I don't know yet. But using your long line effectively is really challenging. And one of the things that I have seen in reviewing these videos for people who are doing multiple entries over a period of time is the improvement in how they're using their long line, particularly reeling it in to reward the dog when the dog finds a hide. That sounds simple. It's actually really hard. But in addition to that, one of the most endearing things that I've seen as far as improvements is a dog's enthusiasm to hunt. And that is directly correlated to how people are rewarding their dogs when they are doing these searches. So one thing that is very common in all dog training is, as people, we tend to take for granted what it is that our dogs are doing in any given moment, right? When you first saw a dog search, you're like, wow, that's really cool. And the second time, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the third time, you're like, wow, so what? But what we're trying to promote with CyberScentWork is for you to maintain that level of awe and for you to really let the dog know how amazing it is that they successfully found a hide. And when people do that, you see the change in the dog from video to video to video. Where the first video would be like, yeah, okay, I'm searching. The second video, like, this is really fun. To the third video, like, I found a hide, woo! And that's really endearing for me. And that's what I'm trying to promote as far as that work is concerned. I want dogs and people to be having fun.
With over 130 plus dogs registered with CyberScentWork as of September 2021 and growing, I'm so happy to hear about the advancements these dog handler teams have been able to make, even in this short period. Please tell our listeners and subscribers where they can find out more information about CyberScentWork Incorporated or get in touch with you.
So as you can tell, I can talk and talk and talk forever about CyberScentWork. I'm very long-winded about these things. But there's a ton of additional information you'd be able to find out about our program at CyberScentWork.com. We have commonly asked questions, we have video tutorials, we have other types of resources and handouts you'd be able to check out. A lot of information on our website. I definitely urge you to check that out. But if you have additional questions or if something isn't clear or if you have something that's really specific, please reach out to me. I want to be able to help. So you can just email me at Diana at CyberScentWork.com. I want to thank Jeremiah again for inviting us to participate in her podcast. Definitely make sure to check out her YouTube channel. She's putting out awesome content. Thanks so much, guys. Happy training. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, thanks so much, Diana, for joining us on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to share all about Cyber Scent Work. Be sure to check the links in the description or below for more details.
You've just listened to an episode on the Dogs Are People Too podcast presented by Dingle Days. If you like this episode, make sure to leave me a review on iTunes and share this episode with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag me at Dingle Days. If you want even more good stuff, make sure to go over to www.dingledaysphotography.com to find the show notes in our blog and head over to our Dingle Days community on YouTube so that you can connect with other followers of our training methods there. I can't wait to see you there, and thanks again for listening in. Until next time, continue to get after it and share your best life with your furry friend.